This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Hello. In the traditional motion picture story, the villains are usually defeated. The ending is a happy one. I can make no such promise for the picture you're about to watch. The story isn't over. You and the audience are part of the conflict.
We have before us the opportunity to forge for ourselves and for future generations a new world order, a world where the rule of law, not the law of the jungle, governs the conduct of nations. When we are successful, and we will be, we have a real chance at this new world order, an order in which a credible United Nations can use its peacekeeping role to fulfill the promise and vision of the UN's founders.
9, 3, 0, 2, 8.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
That would authorize to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Gleason and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American that I'm talking about? I suspect you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show. So welcome to the show. A lot of things going on. It is a fast and furious news day. After another fast and furious news day yesterday, preceded by another, yet again, fast and furious news day before that, it never ends. We are in the habit trail. We are the hamster in the wheel. 365, 24/7 news cycle, and you're riding it. Can you feed? I mean, it just never ends. Anyway, welcome to the show. A lot of things going on, certainly around New California, newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com. Major story is New California State. It is a major story. It is going worldwide, and it is on fire. Un fuego. There's no question about it. Sorry. getting a little punchy. Give you some reports about what has been going on, just a few things. Nearly 200 phone calls in the span of about 10 hours yesterday. I fielded all of them, and actually there were more I didn't field, I should say. There were some that were left as messages, and I'm going to return them. I promise, those of you that are listening out there, the radio show connected the dots to New California Agenda 21 Radio. I will be making those calls back, and I'll tell you, I counted the tabulation last night before I went to bed was 178 phone calls that I answered. 177 were ecstatically happy. people were unbelievably over the top excited. Okay, so that gives you. Now I got one phone call. It was the third to the end phone call, by the way. It was second. So it was 176. Who counts these things, right? Anyway, phone call came in, and this is as negative as it gets, I guess. I answer the phone call, and the guy says, "Is this New California?" And I said, "Yes." And all of a sudden, hang up. That was it. So if that's negative, I don't know. I'd say that's kind of a neutral. So we're doing pretty good in terms of the positive response. And, of course, everybody's just gone absolutely ballistic over the map and all that other good stuff. If you haven't caught up with this, on Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific, we put out the Declaration of Independence and intent to separate from California. Now, that's kind of a big deal. It was pretty awesome, actually, and it was a great experience. Everybody was uplifted and excited by it. And, of course, it's just taken off and gone viral all around the nation, all around the world. And there's going to be a lot of stuff. We're going to be making the Fox News appearance a little bit later. You'll see that this afternoon and this evening on New York Time. For those of you that are out there, I think it's the 4 o'clock hour. I can't remember who that is. Maybe it's, I don't know. We'll just have to wait and see. So we're pretty excited about it. And like I said, the stars are aligning. And I want to thank everybody who has called and expressed such interest. We have gone off the charts on Twitter for a long time yesterday. New California State was trending as number one in the world. So that should show you that there's some sort of interest going on here. There are forces well beyond our control. And I just want to tell you, if you think about it, it is the founding fathers and the strength and the power and the magnitude of the Declaration of Independence. I want you to think about that. That's what this is. We're playing with fire. Un fuego! Anyway, I couldn't be happier about the results, and I couldn't be happier about the support everybody has shown. It's been absolutely over-the-top positive. We'll be getting out there and talking to people and stuff like that. And, you know, of course, having some. Go to the website, newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com. And, by the way, donations are rolling in. Thank you very, very much from everybody with the New California Movement. Donations are rolling in. And so this is going to make us a lot more dangerous, I guess you can say, for for the boy, that was a chuckle, wasn't it? For the people that are giving us the long trains of abuses. Tons of stories that came out, very few negatives. All, I'd say the vast majority of them were positive. I'm looking at a story that I think was one of the best ones that was done by Zero Hedge, the Tyler Durden articles that he writes. And I was just absolutely loving it, really, when I was reading it. It's nice to see the words that we put down on paper and being repeated and being recycled through the system. But anyway, we're going to come back to New California probably in the third hour, because we've got a lot of things going on here in the first hour and the second hour. Some interesting things that came up, and you can see this. We published Chris Street's article on California and Jerry Brown and Jerry Brown's issues. Jerry Brown has some issues. I'm sure you're probably aware of Jerry Brown's issues. I shouldn't be saying such things about Jerry Brown, right? But this is a big problem for Jerry Brown in that he's now blaming Proposition 13 as the reason for California's pending bankruptcy. Now, this is kind of an interesting set of circumstances for Jerry Brown, being the person who is pretty much going to be, saddled with the fact that California is going to go bankrupt, and as he should, right? I mean, because he's been driving us into oblivion for quite some time. So I feel, and of course, he's going to want the sympathy card, go figure, right? But that's just not going to happen for Jerry Brown. And all the things that are happening there. So we just believe, as Jerry Brown would say, he says, Jerry Brown blames California's coming insolvency on Prop 13. Now, Prop 13 was the proposition that came out in the 70s, 78, I think. And it limited property taxes to 1% on property. And so property that was sold was limited to, 1% of the sales price. And that was a big problem for a lot of governmental agencies in the original form of Prop 13. Now, it's been amended. It's been changed so many different ways. It's been not a good thing, I don't think, for cities and schools and all that good stuff. But, that's my – I know Proposition 13 opponent or proponents would argue with me on that. But that was in 78. It needs a revamp or something like that. But it doesn't matter now because we're going to be in a new state. But Jerry Brown blames the insolvency on Prop 13. And our own Chris Street wrote this article for Drudge. So we're going to be talking, we think, with Chris Street again and getting that information going out there about what Jerry Brown has been suspicious about. We come back to a lot of things going on in the world, and we're going to be talking about that. Jeff Sessions, marijuana crackdown, and amid law enforcement support for Jeff Sessions, Obama's reversal of Obama's guidances, which is a big article. We're also going to be talking about the physical of course, Donald Trump, and DHS preparing to arrest leaders of sanctuary cities. Now, I'm extrapolating that out because I am suspicious. Here comes the suspicious part of me. Will, in fact, there be arrest of governors like Jerry Brown? I mean, it's just not that, about the insolvency business and he's running the state as a shipwreck. Oh, no. What about sanctuary state status? He signed the bill, by the way. And what about all those assembly members and senators in the state who bought into it? We'll be right back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA. And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Please visit our website, agenda21radio.news. And, of course, the website that's going ballistic right now. We're like a couple hundred thousand views of newcaliforniastate.com. Now, somebody who's been with us through the thick and thin is Chris Street, and he's with us right now here on Agenda 21 Radio. And, Chris, one of the big things that's coming up in the discussion of New California is your theorems that are out there that, by the way, are coming true. You were absolutely accurate in predicting several years ago the state of California's financial predicament that is occurring right here, right now. You predicted that Jerry Brown would want to go in and erase the California rule, I guess you would say, which, of course, says, oh, hands off of any pensions. And now people that have their pensions in the money wrapped up in CalSTRS and PERS and so on are really, really worried because Jerry Brown wants that money. He wants that money, and he looks like he's going to take it. But Jerry Brown sort of made the mess himself, hasn't he?
Well, I think this mess has a lot of fathers, you know, but Jerry Brown was the original father of this mess when he pushed for his, as a 36-year-old governor, you know, pushed for his social welfare state, you know, social justice, whatever you want to call it. But Jerry Brown, of course, you know, was an extreme environmentalist. You know, his family's in the oil business, the offshore oil business, I should say, international. And, you know, he took advantage of the situation to try to find a big tax revenues, you know, raising taxes on oil companies, raising taxes on real estate, having a lot of fun as a 36-year-old all the way until Prop 13 came along. So, you know, that was the meteor strike of the 1970s. And, you know, Paul, we've been talking about how California is so structurally insolvent, and you can see the meteor coming in. Well, I saw your article today, a lot of people starting to talk about this, you know, New California. But remember that meteor I was talking about?
Oh, yeah.
It accelerated. Because part of that meteor that California has avoided so far has been the spectacular amount of government transfer payments that come to California. California gets about $1.18 in federal spending for every $1 in federal taxes that state residents pay. But a big piece of that has been I don't even want to call him president, Mr. Obama's 2010 manipulation of the census so that that question called citizenship was removed.
Yeah.
So having said that you removed the citizenship, you probably have about 6 million of legal immigrants, much of it what's called family chain migration, but you have 2.35 million of illegal immigrants, and the way the census was structured, by not asking the citizenship question, you gave California 39.5 million people. The voting age population was spiked, so they got an extra congressman, and they also got probably $20 to $25 billion of extra revenue. Well, the Trump administration and the Justice Department sent a letter to the census saying that that is inappropriate in many, many ways, and the 2020 census will be corrected. If that's corrected, California loses its, you know, one extra congressman, and it also loses $20 billion in federal money, and in inflation, that's probably $25 billion then. So, Paul, the meteor I was wrong is much, much closer.
Well, you know, but the meteor is there. It's there.
It's either accelerating or it was hiding behind a cloud. But the bottom line to all this is that New California is absolutely real. And as the desperation mounts, you know, that'll be a problem. Jerry Brown can only do what Jerry Brown can do. He doesn't want to own this. You know, he knows what it is. He's got the inside numbers. You know, I've been pretty good at outing his inside numbers. But you're now in a situation where they need Plan B. And I still believe that, you know, the only way that old California and its social welfare state can continue without going bankrupt is to allow new California to develop the resources and the business that old California doesn't want to be involved in.
Well, and, you know, that's just kind of really interesting, isn't it? And again, you know, you're not a conspiracy theorist. I am. I wear a tinfoil hat. You wear the, a stovetop. What are they called? Stovetop hats or pipes hats or whatever. You're an Abraham Lincoln hat type. I can't remember what that's called. But anyway, I have my theories about this, that this has all been sort of a big grand plan, as you know. But the plan has really been interrupted quite a bit by the fact that they refuse, and they are so hell-bent on destroying capitalism in California and running out the middle class. Now,
that's their saving grace. That's where I disagree with you. Their capitalism is different than your capitalism.
Sure.
Their capitalism is called Sacramento. That's their capital. And, you know, they're making a spectacular amount of money on this. Think about that. For every dollar in taxes that you pay, you get $1.18 back. You know, and California also is a coastal state, so obviously it has a huge amount of, you know, military need to protect itself. All of these issues, California has been the winner in taking money and getting essentially productive United States to pay for its social welfare state. But it's really not social welfare that was the goal. It was crony capitalism behind the social welfare curtain.
Right, and that's the thing that a lot of people. Chris, can you quickly, a lot of the listeners listening, they might be. This is the first time they've listened to the radio show, and they hear this term crony capitalism, and a lot of people are still disconnected as to what that really truly means. But it's been had such a devastating effect on California, and that's one of the reasons why we're in this position right now. It's good for New California forming, but what is crony capitalism in the simplest terms?
Well, essentially, the New World Order are the bureaucrats at the top who figured out that on a federal basis, they can take about 10 to 12% of all revenue they spend and use it for administrative cost, then push it down to a sub-jurisdiction, a state or a local area, which can take another 10 to 15% off. And then they can spend that money through contractors that contract with government agencies and take another 20, 25% off. And, you know, about maybe 50, 55 cents on the dollar actually gets back to the people.
Mm-hmm.
But that 45 cent, you know, scrape of cash is about $2 trillion a year at the for the United States. I mean, that is the biggest single industry there is. It's called government.
Yeah, and that's one of the reasons, and I hope people understand that it's when you get the scraping off of all the money that's supposed to go to us and to services, it actually goes to other nefarious means, basically, and that's the thing about crony capitalism. So, you know, the thing about the Howard Jarvis situation back with Prop 13 back in the day, we're going to come up to a break here. I wanted to kind of get that out on the table, too, because it's sort of morphed. Actually, there's been a lot of other trailer bills and things like that that have gone along with the proposition and kind of put, I think, Prop 13 in a precarious position. Would you agree with that just quickly, because we only have about 10 seconds? Yes or no? And
I do not believe that Proposition 13 will go split roll. I don't think it's the third rail. If they touch it, the Democrats touch it, they'll burn up in hell.
Okay, anyway, nice placement on that one, Chris. Anyway, we're going to be coming back with Chris Street here in a second because we've got the music coming up in our ear right now. And remember, visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. And newcaliforniastate.com. newcaliforniastate.com. We'll be right back.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote. Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
The affirmative task we have now is to actually create a new world order.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. And you can also go to newcaliforniastate.com. If you can get in, I understand that people at GoDaddy say that one of the biggest hits upon any website they've had in a long time was happening yesterday. I don't know what's going on today. I just know it's chaos. It's chaos out there. People want 178 phone calls I responded to yesterday. There were more. I think there were, you know, some that I didn't get to because it went to the answering machine and all that good stuff. But I will get to those. I will absolutely get to those to get the call back and all that good stuff. And of the 178, I think I was relaying to you earlier, 177 were strictly positive, ecstatic people, excited. I want to be a part, all that stuff. And we got some more countings out of this. I actually got some more county chairs out of this. So then one call, the last call, well, the second to last call, 176, I count. The guy, this is as close as it got to negative. I answered the phone and he goes, "Is this New California?" And I said, "Yes." And he goes, "Oh." And he hung up. That's it. So I can't count that as a negative as much as I want to try. It's a neutral. It's a neutral. With us right now is Chris Street, and we're talking about Prop 13 and some other things going on in California, because California is quickly spiraling out of control financially. And you see, we in New California know that. We know that. And it's not a secret. We know that. We've known that for some time because our Chris Street and others have told us that this is the situation that's going to happen. But we were talking about this infamous Prop 13 that has sort of really hornswoggled government from excessive taxes. But I was asking Chris before because my thing is one of my issues with Prop 13 is that it's been amended so many times since its inception in 1978. Chris, has Prop 13 relative to California become still a hindrance to it?
Well, I wouldn't say a hindrance to California. It generates plenty of revenue, meaning you can, and the revenue goes up by at least 2% when you talk about property taxes if there's inflation. The issue is, you know, even with a 2% raise in your tax, you know, that means every 50 years they steal your house. So property taxes are very, very high in California because of very, very high real estate costs. Now, you know, this has been a game that's played to try to maximize the amount of gouging that the state can do and also maximize the amount of gouging, you know, that apartments and other, you know, operators can do. So there's crony capitalism here in that you have this massive amount of federal subsidized money that go to these, you know, Section 8 housing people to pay for, you know, substandard is kind of like a nice way to call it a tenement, you know, without using the T word. But this is really nasty stuff. In Santa Ana, you know, it's not unusual to have 12, 15 people living in a single apartment, and they'll call a sub-apartment a closet.
Yeah. You know, and you know, Chris, the listeners might not understand this, but this whole immigration business goes way, way back. When what you're describing here was actually happening in the 60s, well, not so much in the 60s, but certainly in the mid to late 70s when we started seeing this phenomenon, people that were climbing into houses like that and the closet becoming a sublet. It's pretty amazing. The situation going forward with New California and how that's going to work out financially, physically, because I get this question all the time, and hearing it from you probably would be a little bit more salient. You're talking about we're going to take advantage of the business opportunities that California does not take advantage of right now. What do you mean by that?
Well, Paul, when you look at California, we were an oil-producing state, an energy-producing state, and that huge amount of economic growth in the 1950s, you know, really up through the 1980s, was generated by very cheap energy costs. Now, if you're a manufacturer, 13.5% of average manufacturing cost is in energy. Only 8.5% is in labor. But by jacking up the energy costs, you know, California had the situation where they essentially had energy costs a third of national costs. But by using all of these subsidies and, you know, called sustainability and such like that, they're really just paying a check to somebody's friend. You jack the energy costs up in California. They're the highest in the United States. Is there any surprise that, you know, California went from the high wage environment now to a middle to low wage environment with massive deficits? You know, you start using that energy advantage, you start developing those resources, you'll have cheap power and you'll have manufacturing plants paying $26 an hour manufacturing wages plus plenty of overtime. You're going to see the average working Joe in California have a chance to make $90,000 to $100,000 a year, Joe and Jane. Now, those are, you know, real economic shifts that'll drive massive amounts of tax revenue. The good news about capitalism is it generates the most tax revenue. The bad news about socialism and communism is the people starve and the government starves. That's a sort of a double-double. So if I'm a bureaucrat in California, I'm going to put my finger up and see which way the wind's blowing. It's blowing towards New California. We are going to pay our cost. We are going to bail out old California, and for that, they're going to let us go. They need us more than we need them.
Well, I you know, when you start looking at it with that perspective, you can, and you know these areas, and you know these people and the players, you can see that this is the part. And I tell this when I give a presentation. California is about to run out of other people's money. You know, was it Margaret Thatcher who said that? Is she the
great one?
Yes. There, and this is the point, is that for years, as the ship has been sinking, what we've gotten is a situation where the deck chairs have been rearranged so many times. And what that means is that they've been shuffling accounting budget figures around and things of that nature, and to basically make the budget every year. But, you know, that's deficit spending just to the max. I mean, so you can only do that for so long. And what's happening right now, the ship is going down and there are no more deck chairs left. You just featured Jerry Brown standing on the deck, no chairs around to shuffle, and the boat's going down. The ship's going down. Was that a fair assessment?
Well, I think it's absolutely a fair assessment. And what people don't understand, you hear these things, California's a donor state. Oh, I mean, you don't need to have an algorithm, some massive computer, to say that, you know, a donor state means California sends its cash to Washington and they spend it and we get back a fraction. No. That money comes back big time. Anybody doesn't believe that Nancy Pelosi delivers just has to look at the numbers. Don't listen, don't watch their lips because they're always lying. Watch the numbers, because numbers really don't lie. I mean, and the number flow has been huge. That number flow is turning around because of this thing called Trump. You know, Trump's rebellion was a rebellion across the state from middle class working people who'd already figured out that the richy rich was part of the scam, and the poor, you know, they keep them in hovels and keep them down and give them something. It's just making them suffer. You know, under Trump, blacks have had the greatest amount of job gains in history. Yet, you know, you hear this constant drone away of Trump is the racist. I mean, you know, give me high wages and you know, I'll usually call you my friend.
Yeah. You know, it's amazing. This week, I did this yesterday on the show. I said, this week he's a racist. Last week he was a bigot. You know, the week before that he was this. It's now getting to the point where the Russia thing is done. There's no there, as we've always said, that we know there's no there. So they have to have something to pound on Donald Trump with. Anyway, we got Chris Street with us right now. When we come back, more of Chris Street and what's really going on in New California. The biggest story right now on Fox News, from what I understand, is New California. We'll be right back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote. Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news, and you can also email me, paul@821r.com. That's paul@821r.com. That account is going ballistic, just like everything else around here. We've pressed the button, Chris, and it's liftoff for New California. I think the Declaration of Independence and separation has really taken everybody by storm. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, Paul, we started this almost a year ago, and what I said then is that the state of California is not sustainable. It is now very clear under four or five different scenarios that the state in the next recession, whenever that is, would essentially be not just insolvent but actually bankrupt. Jerry Brown has even admitted that the next recession is a $55 billion revenue hit. Now, that's the optimistic number, Paul. And, you know, the state's entire payroll with wages and benefits is only $10 billion. So tell me how a turnaround expert comes in and eliminates 5.5 years of employment. You know, I understand how you can, you know, cut employment by 20%, you know, and you can ask people to retire early and do all these smart things you can do. And, you know, you work with the folks and people get more, you know, productivity and all that. I understand that. I used to do that for 25 years. There is no workout expert that can deal with that problem. 5.5 years of wages and benefits are going to disappear in just a modest recession, not a real deep one like 2009.
Well, okay, so if let's get back into the scenario of what the prospects of New California look like, because I think this is the key thing. We want to make sure that in New California that we're going to give everybody a business-friendly environment. As you, I believe, wrote several weeks ago, that California is one of the worst in terms of business friendliness. You want to elaborate on that?
Well, that's right. It's not rated the lowest. It's just 48th out of 50. You know, and, you know, there's Connecticut and there's Illinois out there, which I guess are actually worse. But there's nothing that can be worse when you talk about the scale of California. I mean, they like to talk about how they're the sixth or seventh largest economy in the world, but that's GDP and, you know, gross domestic product. The problem with GDP when you talk about Silicon Valley is they GDP everything through the state of California in the form of imports that then go on to other places. So, you know, GDP doesn't mean that Paul Preston or Chris Street made it in California and sold it in California. It's an economist, what's called construct, and people always like to be conned, right?
Yeah, yeah. You know, the notion and the thought, because this is somebody, you know, we used the word tyrant and tyranny in our declaratory statements the other day, and the thought that there is an economic tyranny going on here. in California. Would you say that that is currently the case, but it's going to get a lot worse for California in that regard?
I don't know how it can get much worse, Paul. The bottom line is that you know, the curtain has been drawn, and people figured out it's some clowns back there using some handles to try to fake this furiously, and they've run out of reasonable economic scenarios to con people with. Now they're using the Russians and the rest of it. When you're getting down to the point of using the Russians as your, you know, voodoo doll, you know, you've really run out of anything that you can talk to people and reason with them. The folks know it doesn't work, and they're about to find out that the money's going away. Now, you know, the way it works in government is I'm still in business as long as I have checks I can write. you're in the situation you are right now. You know, there are people starting to say, do I really want this paper? You know, do I really want to take California's paper? You know, the state has run warrants, which means they give you a piece of paper, but you can't cash it.
It's a promise to pay.
It's a promise to pay. All checks are a promise to pay. But California checks are a promise to pay maybe later. So last recession, you probably had at any one given time $4 or $5 billion on what are called kiting checks. You know, these are, I give you a check but tell you not to cash it for a week, and then it's 3 weeks, and then it's 3 months. This time around, you know, you're just not going to have people willing to do that. California's number one problem is energy costs and infrastructure, and the directly related oil and gas business, the energy business, used to pay for all of California's infrastructure, and there was so much left over, you know, liberals could slather, you know, money on their friends. Well, they got used to the slathering money on their friends and took it to a incredible height, yet they cut off, you know, the productive assets. I don't think it was that they didn't really want, you know, the revenue and taxes from oil and gas. It's they didn't want to actually have to spend the revenue on the infrastructure. You know, Oroville Dam could have come down and 200,000 people could have died. It could have been the most horrific single natural accident in the history of the planet, other than the meteor strike that took out the dinosaurs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that seems to be the, you know, you know, when you take a look at the numbers of people that could have died from that and the potential in terms of loss of, you know, agriculture area and the loss of all the rice and production and even the bees that we produce out here for queen honeybees. This would have been an absolutely devastating impact upon California, all because the infrastructure was not maintained. And Jerry Brown was one of the biggest offenders for that over the last 8 years. I mean, the bigger question is, what is he going to do with all this money now to repair the roads that he says he's supposed to repair? Anyway, we're coming back for the final segment here on Agenda 21 Radio for this hour with Chris Street, and we're going to wrap up this new California discussion financially. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio.
My best friend, my rock, my son, Dominic, my only child, was also killed by an illegal immigrant. I call them illegal aliens.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860.
That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Gresson and the Agenda 21 show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio, and we're with Chris Streets. Chris, your final thoughts on what's going on right now with New California?
New California just hit on the front page of Breitbart. California, it's the lead article. It's the lead article on every planet on the website in the universe of the web and in the planet. This is the real deal, folks. You should sign up. You should get involved. You should send money. This is a wonderful opportunity to go back to why California was the dominant economic engine in the world. And of course, that was squandered by selfishness and stupidity. You know, but the good news about selfishness and stupidity is you can get rid of it. So I appreciate being on today, Paul. I wish your listeners get involved, tell your friends about it, send money, get organized, create county organizations. This is going to happen because there's no alternative for the liberal scum. They've spent it. Now they need you to bail them out. And quite frankly, you're happy to be their daddy. Let's go make it happen.
All right, listen, Chris, thanks for being with us here on Agenda 21 Radio.
Great to be here.
Awesome. Okay, so anyway, like Chris said, there's a lot of things happening, certainly with New California and all this other stuff, but we're going to get back into some other news here. There's a lot of things happening. I'm getting a lot of phone calls and text messages here as I sit, so we're going to be handling that during the break. When we come back, we're going to have another pot of, well, Agenda 21 Radio brew. I need another one. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, visit our website, agenda21radio.news. You can also visit newcaliforniastate.com. That seems to be the big one out there. Anyway, stay strong, America. Stay strong. Remember, we are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.